Oh, I didn't see you down there. That's not a joke. It's just something that happens all the time when you're 30 feet tall. Oh, God. And I've already told you how tall I am before you even asked. Oh, I was raised better than this. Let's try that again, shall we? Hey, nice to see you. I love the place you picked. I don't know too many good spots right on the beach. Skyline on the left, waves on the right. It makes for a great view. Timing's about perfect, too, with the sun just setting. You look sharp. I've got a friend who says you can always tell a lot about a person by how they dress on the second date. Yeah, I actually did get my hair cut. Just a few feet. The ladies at the salon always jump a little when I say that, but it's not as much as you might think. I've got this little place uptown I go to. Well, little, not just, you know, regular little. And I have to book with them a month in advance so that they can move all their other appointments around for the afternoon. Then all four of them go to town on me. It takes a fire hose to give me a wash and shampoo, and then they pull out the garden shears, which takes like 3 hours. Totally worth it, though. There's some very unfortunate pictures of me in high school when I was cutting my own hair. Do you think it's cute? I'm undecided about my bangs. Be honest, I can take it. I'm a big girl. Thanks. So, we're doing separate checks, right? I'm not ordering a dozen bottles of wine for myself and sticking you with half the bill. Well, yeah, I know I paid for the last time, but it's not really the same. I just brought food from home for the picnic. A bill at a restaurant is going to be, well, bigger for someone like me. And let's be adults about it. I like good food. I like good drink. And if that's what I want to spend my money on, that's my business. Look, I'm not going to get into talking about money, but I know how to live within my means. I've got this, okay? There's a ton of demand at construction sites for me, especially considering my specialties. There's all kind of buildings I can make by myself that 10 small workers couldn't do. I weld, I lay pipe. Most of the time I have to do the surveying myself, and I work with high amp so much I am a certified master electrician. I get booked 3 years in advance for projects. I can put food on my table, Buster, so when it comes time for the bill, I pay my way, okay? Sorry. Blowing things out of proportion is a constant hazard for me. Oh, I've heard them all. I have a different perspective and tend to overlook things, which might be because I've got a high-level overview. Weather up here is great, by the way. Okay, either I'm less funny than I think, or you have a heck of a poker face. Everyone makes a big deal out of how I don't fit in, literally, so I can be a little defensive. Anyways, do you know what you want? Of course you do. This is your spot. Are you one of those people who has a favorite dish and you always order the same thing? Oh, I see. That sounds really good, actually. Do you mind ordering for me? The poor waiter keeps looking at me with big doe eyes. I think he's intimidated. I'll have the same as you, if they can scale that up. Did you see that? He scuttled off without even looking at me. My eyes are up here, fella. He must not serve a lot of big people. But the manager seems to know what they're doing when they prepped our table. Sitting on the sand dunes works just fine for me. I can rest my arms on the patio. It's a little too low for the table. And I feel like you're practically sitting in my lap. But I don't suppose it's reasonable for me to take up all of their outdoor dining. No, seriously, I'm used to sitting on the ground. So what if I get a little sand in my shorts? How about you? Is your neck getting stiff looking up at me? All right, here's a second date question if there ever was one. Would you rather be a little person dating a big person or a big person dating a little person? I'll answer too, but you have to go first. Because I asked, silly. Interesting, interesting. So you wouldn't want to be in my flip-flops, huh? I can see the perks. Clothes off the rack, public transportation, public indoor spaces in general. But before you feel too sorry for me, being big is fun. I honestly wouldn't trade. Bigger is better in a lot of ways. They say less is more, but sometimes more is more. I don't mind being the center of attention. There's something incredibly liberating about walking down Main Street in my comfy, cute clothes and nobody has the gall to wolf whistle at me. Nobody ever, ever talks down to me. That's a big plus in my book. When I'm dealing with people over the phone and they don't take me seriously, it just kills me. Like, hi, I know I sound like I'm 5'0" and my head's full of air, but oh my gosh, my 30 tons of rebar was totally supposed to show up yesterday. Can you please help me? I don't know. I know I don't sound like that, but I feel like that's how they treat me. Anyway, another plus, I never have to renew my driver's license because I don't have one. And like I said before, it really helps with my job. I've been building dollhouses since, well, I was your size. I love making models, the planning, the details. And as I grew up, the models started just getting bigger. And now they're life size. My whole life is making homes for small people. I love how happy it makes them. The usefulness of what I do. Honestly, that's probably why I wouldn't trade. I would rather provide for people than be provided for. So, talk to me about your calling. What's your perfect workday look like? Yeah. That was a great restaurant pick. Thanks for not fighting me for the check. Your food was like a rounding error anyway. Once you start making gourmet food in bulk. Do you want to walk off our dinner? I mean, we are on the beach. Great. The stars are coming out, and I think I can smell a campfire, too. Oh, yep, it's over there by the volleyball net. You'll see when you get out of the dunes. We could play a game if you want. You could rally a team, 6 players on your side of the court versus me. I promise I won't just block the whole net. You like your odds? Oh, sorry. Hey, you don't have to run. This is supposed to be a nice digestive stroll. I can slow down. Take it easy. Or could I give you a lift, maybe? I was just thinking, since my pace is so fast, maybe you could ride around in my pocket. It's no big deal. Like I said, I don't mind going slow if you'd rather just stretch your legs. Okay. Let's see. One hand around your waist and one underneath you. And here we go. There. Perfect fit. How's the view? I'll keep one hand against you like this just to give you a little more support. You're pretty cute like this, with your head sticking out, your little arms draped over my finger. It's warm. Having you in my pocket, feeling your skin against mine. That's not too much, is it? This might be our equivalent of holding hands, even though it's more like a full body hug for you. I don't feel super comfortable wading into the ocean with you in my pocket. So we could walk down to the docks and back. Or we could go walking down some of the side streets. You could get a taste of my everyday Godzilla lifestyle. Oh, actually, I'm going to climb up on these boulders. I'll be careful. We'll sit up by the lighthouse. Hand hold here. My foot here. Perfect. Scaled a 50-foot cliff, and it took, like, what, a second? Now that is a view. Look! I think it was a dolphin. There! There's a whole pod of them. You know, you don't have to stay in my pocket. The cracks in the rock are pretty broad for you, though. So I'd feel better if you stayed close. No, please, sit in my lap. They're just thighs, even if my thighs are as big as a queen-sized mattress. Now that the sun's down, it might start getting cold, so my skin probably feels warm to you. Hmm? No, I'm fine. Good old square cube roll. There's a reason the woolly mammoths were so big. But let me keep my hand around you so you don't get chilled. Oh, gosh. Sorry, you just look so cute and precious. I should have asked. I don't really touch a lot of people, and people don't touch me, and I was already feeling pretty cuddly and cute after all that personal attention at the salon today, and then we had dinner, and somehow I didn't scare you off, and then you let me pick you up, and I'm sorry. I got carried away. Once the touch barrier is broken, I get a little comfortable. You want to give me a proper kiss? But I'd have to pick you up and bring you right to my face. Would that be okay? Oh gosh, this is a little awkward. I want to smooch you, not smush you. What if I... I like that a lot. I didn't know what I was picturing you doing with your hands, but caressing my cheeks was very effective. Thank you. For the date, I mean. I mean, who thanks someone for a kiss? I guess it's getting dark. Let me walk you home. There. Now you can tell your friends you got into my shorts twice tonight. And maybe by the time we get there, I'll figure out how to act like I've got some sense. Ugh. I want to earn a do-over kiss. Maybe I can get one at your front door, right?